Hey, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. We're going to turn it right over to you, Liz, since you give us our opening information for the night.
Okay.
Sister Tina, I just want to tell you this. You ministered, you ministered to my grandson when you sang that song. He said you got a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yes. Praise God. Thank you. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He's never failed us yet, and I'm seeing
together to share on Thursday night. We thank God for Tina for the song we have come to for the church now. Thank Deborah. It is so wonderful. We understand that it's all about his body. It's all about God, how he blessed us to come together. And not one person has to do everything. It's amazing. He put it all together. And then he gives us all a part, and that makes up the whole. I pray that you're not tired of hearing me talk about prayer, because the prayer, the impact of prayer on our life is such a great thing, and it's also how we develop our relationship with God. And as a believer, that's the thing that we're supposed to be doing from day one, is to develop developing a relationship with God, not just a relationship, but we need to develop an intimate relationship with the Father. And that is our desire, and he will help us to know how to navigate life's storms and situation that we can draw close to him. And prayer, I believe the impact of prayer that has on our life is what helps us to grow in that relationship. So if we give up prayer, I mean, as born-again believers, what do we have left to help us stay connected to the vine with the Father? And I think about when Jesus was teaching the disciples, the one thing that he taught them was when they come and they asked him, teach us how to pray like John taught his disciples, that's when he gave them the Lord's Prayer that we find in Matthew chapter 6. And it's, you know, it would be good to pray that every day, because the Lord's Prayer, that prayer, just those from chapter 6 in Matthew, from verse 9 through verse 13, it covers everything we could possibly need in our life in a day's time. And one day is all that we're supposed to try to take care of. So, and if we start off, it only helps us to understand and also to recognize the dwelling place of our Father. And that's the way you start off, that you have to first acknowledge God, and then who he is, and then it takes you from there even to give you asking for what you do daily. And if you go through that and pray that prayer, if you do it every day, you can stay connected to the Father. And in John chapter 15, he tells us that we need to stay connected to the vine, because and Jesus, the vine, we need to stay connected to him. And in so doing, we're connected to the Father. But if we don't stay connected, he says, and we don't bear fruit, that the vine, the branch will be cut off and cast into the fire. So it's important that we understand the importance of prayer and how it plays a part in our life as a believer. So from day one, when we begin again, the first thing we need to be taught, and it doesn't always happen, but it doesn't mean that it's not important, that it should be, is learn how to talk to the Father and how to be still and allow the Father to talk to us. And I had a bishop to tell me, you know, we have been teaching from prayer for quite a few years now, and one of the things that the Lord had to teach was in the retreat that we had, was to how to be still in the presence of the Lord and go into his very presence, the Holy of Holies. And once we have made our way into the Holy of Holies, then to be still in the presence of the Lord, and so we could listen. But you know what? Really, if you think about it, when you actually go into the presence of the Lord, then what can you do besides listen? Being in God's presence is so awesome and it's so powerful, until if we learn how to make our way into the Holy of Holies, we're going to be still, because we're going to be in awe at how God can orchestrate and move things and bring us to a place that the only way we can get there is that God draw us in by the power of the Holy Spirit. And these are things that we need to learn the importance of it as we walk, our life, our Christian walk with the Father. And we need to understand that it's not just saying the words. Prayer doesn't mean just saying the words. I do the prettiest prayer that you ever heard. Could, you know, may not even have had any meaning to God. It depends on the attitude of the one praying, and it depends on the motive of the one that was praying. If those things are not in place, if you have not confessed your sins and been born again, then God's ear is not going to be attentive to your prayer. And then if you're asking amiss, according to the scripture, he's not going to be attentive to your prayer. And if your motive is wrong, then he's not going to be attentive. So sometimes we want, you know, I know I have, you know, some things I've asked God for, and I don't think it ever came to pass. But now when I look back, it depends on where I was in my walk with the Lord and the reason I was asking for what I was asking for. Now, and we need to understand that we are supposed to operate in love because that's what God is. And any time we operate out of love, the prayers that we pray are going to be prayers that flow from a heart filled with love. And you won't have to worry about that. But if we're not in the place where we are operating out of love, we might be asking God a lot of things. And one of the things that he had me teaching the people when we were doing the prayer retreats was that the first thing we do is come before God and present ourselves. Up until that point, when he gave it to me, I thought that the first thing you did was you begin to pray for others. You know, you pray for your family. If you was mad at your spouse, you pray, you know, you come for God, for your neighbors or whatever. But he said, no. Paul, if you are not connected to the vine and your relationship with God is not as it should be, your prayers are not going to be heard anyway. So the first thing you have to do is make sure that, and that was when we used the tabernacle to teach them the pattern of prayer. Because the first thing you do is come before God and present yourself a living sacrifice and make sure, in the Lord's Prayer, it said, forgive me my debt. And to make sure that your debt, sin debt with him is taken care of. And not, we know the ultimate debt has been paid. And he has forgiven, but now we ask God to forgive us for some little things that we've done since the first time we repented. So repentance is not something you can do one time and that's it. Because if you do something, or if you let me put it this way. Well, daily I like to ask God to forgive me for the words spoken, the deeds done, and the thoughts entertained, and the opportunity missed to serve him but not serving others. Because those are things that could hinder or block the flow of the blessing from the Lord and the answering of our prayer. But if we don't know that, then we let these things build up, and we be holding things against somebody, and they don't know we've done anything to them, but yet we be upset because something they said or didn't say, or, you know, something they did or didn't do, and those things have to be cleared up. So when we go before the Father on behalf of somebody else, the first thing we have to do is get things straight with God for ourselves. And then when we pray to him, we pray expecting and answers will come. So we need to understand. And if all these things are in place, that we have not only asked God forgiveness, but forgive ourselves, that is also another crucial part of the puzzle is, when we come before God for something that, and it doesn't have to be anything that you have, you know, you've done so much, but if you think, you know, the thoughts that we think must be in line with the thoughts of God or the will of the Father. And so we have to make sure that we have it all lined up. So when we come to the Father and we come into his presence, it is amazing how awesome it feels to kneel in the presence of the Father, knowing that he is listening. God is always waiting to hear his children come into his presence to talk to him.
Yes,
and we have to learn that's what prayer is. It should be between the believer and the Father. It's a conversation, and it's not a one way, but it's two ways. We come and kneel in his presence, and this is the creator of all things. So when we really take time and think about it, how awesome is that? The one that holds the universe in his hand, that created everything, is inviting us to come and have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Now, if you stop and think about that, that's awesome. But that's actually the way it's in the Word. If we spend time, we take time and read it, then we come into his presence and we kneel. When I say kneel, it's the humility, the condition of our heart, not our physical position. Because, you know, if you can't get down on your knees and kneel, it doesn't mean that you can't pray. It doesn't mean that God is not waiting to hear from you. If you have to get in the chair and sit down and talk to God, get in the chair. If you have to get on the bed, lay down, talk to him. But the position of the physical position is not as important as the condition of the heart. If the heart is right, and, you know, we talked a little bit about that, because out of that heart flows the issues of life. And if their heart is not right and lined up with the will of the Father, then that will stop everything. That you might say some words, but they will not be anything that God will entertain and respond to. But so when we follow the pattern of prayer that have been given us in the Word, in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and he tells us pray without ceasing. Because once we go to Matthew chapter 6 and pray, learn to pray the way that Jesus taught the disciples, and if Jesus taught his disciples to do it, we need to understand it's important, and we need to follow that pattern. Because he taught them that when they pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, we are acknowledging, first of all, who he is, where he is, and then we start having a conversation with it and speaking things that apparently meant a lot, that Jesus thought was important because he put it into prayer. When we say that, then we are talking the language that God has to be listening to, because Jesus would not have taught his disciples if it wasn't something that was important enough to, and God had approved of it. He would have not have taught if God had approved of it. So we understand these things and get daily in a position that we can spend some time. And if we are so busy that we don't have time to pray early morning or late evening, then we might need to check our schedule. Because the scripture said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And if we don't spend time staying connected to the vine, we will lose our soul. Because without staying connected to the one that supplies the strength and everything that we need, then there will not be fruit. And if there's no fruit on the vine, the branch will be cut off so in the fire. So we will lose our soul. And so is anything that important? I don't think so. So, and we will not have faith. And the only way to please God is operating in faith, because it is a spirit thing. It's not something that we can see, touch, feel. It's spiritual. That means you have to believe it. And the faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word. In order for us to develop a faith level that help us to stay connected to the Father, we have to spend time in prayer. There is no other way to listen to the Word, that pray in the Word. So, and I recommend read the scripture out loud, pray out loud, because It is by faith. Faith comes by faith. Hearing what? Hearing the word that you are praying, as well as the word that you hear other people say. And but you hear the word, and then the power of the tongue comes in play too. Because when you hear what you are saying, and you begin to grow in faith, you're going to be able to speak more with, you know, in a more, going to be able to operate more boldly in the things pertaining to God. And you're going to be able to speak the word as Paul said, pray for me that I speak the mystery of the gospel is boldness. And the word is what we need to be speaking to the those that we are sent to, or those that are sent to us. That's what we're supposed to have faith and minister to those that we have to hear, to speak to the word of God. And then if you can't do it without, if you're speaking in faith, you then that's lining up with the will of God. But without faith, you don't believe it yourself. If you read it, you don't believe it. Well, I'm not sure that really happened. I'm not sure that's really the will of God. You know, a man wrote the Bible, so I don't know. If you look, if you go that way, forget it, because that will, that means you are not operating in faith. You don't believe what you have been taught down through the years, and you don't believe what you're reading. And without faith, you cannot please God. But so you didn't. You none of the prayers that you pray will be for yourself or someone else as an intercessor will be heard, and God will. He cannot respond to it. Not that he doesn't hear it, because God has ears that hear everything, but he will not respond to the things that doesn't line up with his will. And we need to understand that. James also talks about our praying and the things that helps us to be who God wants us to be. And you know what? If we don't pray, is that going to stop God's plan for the world? Will it cause it to fail? No, but guess what? It will take away our ability to be a part of what he's doing in the earth. And I think it was Martin that sung the song, whatever he's doing, don't forget about me. I want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth, because if we don't get our work in down here, we will not have a home in heaven. Like Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Then he won't talk to you if you are not walking in the will of God in the earth. So, and it takes faith to do that.
Yes.
In order to please God, it takes faith. I mean, we're here, you're going to be walking, but without faith, you're not pleasing God. Without pleasing God, you're not connected to the vine. Without being connected to the vine, you're not having any fruit that's going to last. And without fruit that lasts, you will not be able to see his face in peace and hear him say, well done. And I believe if you are born again believer, that's one of the desires you have in your heart, is when you come to the end of this life, that you hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. If you're not striving toward that, I would say go back to the altar and come back again, because that means somebody's wasting somebody's time.
Only 30 seconds left to finish this recording.
Okay, 30 seconds. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, and if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That's Philippians 4 and 8. That's my 30 seconds.
All right. Okay. Let's go ahead and open up the line for inputs and updates.
Yeah, Robert, this is Chris. One of our trustees at St. Matthew Church of Christ in Dublin had surgery. His name is Dan Holder. We need prayer for him.
I would like to add my friend Marcy, who has breast cancer. and I would like to add her to the prayer list.
This is Linda. This is Linda Simpson. Friend that comes on the line. She asked you all to be in prayer for her. She went last week and had a root canal done, which was unsuccessful. And she had it. Now she has acquired an infection that has really. She can't even move part of her neck and whatnot. So they rushed her from a doctor's office today to the hospital to have a surgery performed. And she asked y'all to be in prayer for her. And she said she missed it. She can't be on the line with y'all tonight.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
This is Charles. I'm asking prayer for a friend of mine. Sister just was told today that she has stage 4 cancer. 6 months to live, so we hope you all were good in the prayers. Thank you.
This is Jesse. I was thinking about what Reverend Maddie was talking tonight. It came to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and the second verse, it says, look it unto the author who writes our story. I put that in there, who writes our story, and the finisher, who finishes our story. It was just very interesting tonight. I just want to thank God for our teaching today.
What was the verse again, please?
Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the second verse.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Lisa. You pray for my friend Liddell Berry. She just had surgery on her leg for infection. Mm.
What was the name again?
Liddell, L-E-D-E-L-L, Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T.
Yeah, this is Sister Johnson. I'm asking some prayer. But first of all, that noise might be coming from my phone. I thought it might have been, but I was looking. And I couldn't see anything, you know, as far as the voicemail or anything, but I was kind of moving around. I had been long, had company that just left. And so I don't know, but anyway, if it's listening to my phone, I apologize. But anyway, my prayer request is that I was asking prayer for my grandson, Khalil. He's still having problems with his eyes, and he's already got his driver's license, and, you know, he won't drive and stuff, but his parents don't think he's still quite ready yet. That just continue to pray for Khalil, that God will work his problem out before his sin, and that he will be able to comprehend, you know, and see what he needs to see on the road. And also pray for me. I just had a problem with my neighbors as far as parking. That's been going, these are new neighbors, and it's been going over a year. And it's hard for them to understand that you can't pull and block me in my driveway. Let your company pull and block my driveway, and I have to go to the door and say, please don't block me, or, you know, and I have to do that often. I don't say no more to her, because that's the time I said something to her about it. She got an attitude, go up in here and roll her eyes, and went on in the house, and I tried to speak to her the next day. And so I won't say too much to her. But when I see her company pull up like that, I try to go to the door and ask them not to block me in. But they do it constantly, and it's off and on. It's been doing it over years since they've been here. And even the girls that before they moved here, that was here for like 5, 6 years, they were doing the same thing, and you couldn't say nothing to the women. They get an attitude real quick, and they just disrespect you. And it's like they just do what they want to do, and they don't care about you as long as they're friends. 5, 6 car, try to put in one little space, And she let her company pull up in that little space and then block me instead of having them pull over there on the side. Like, we do with our company sometimes. I don't have that much company. But space on the other side. There's 5, 6 cars trying to get into one little spot. And they're going to be over there in my space, and the man on the other side. He said, we're probably with me too. Even the Dr. Bell box, I mean, they just doing things, they just don't care. So I'm asking God to fix that problem, because like I've been dealing with it for a long time. I've been here 20-some years. And I've been having problems with parking, with the people next door parking. I mean, we all realize that it ain't so much where you can park here. And you need to let your friends know, look, my neighbor, you know, you got respect for your neighbor.
No, why not?
So that's my prayer. Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to give my report. Myra hadn't gotten in, but had 9 birthday cards, 1 sympathy, 2 sick cards, prayer twice, and we offered $100. Oh my God. Help us, please.
Is everything here?
Jesus.
I call it later. Okay, move right along.
Jesus, Jesus. Help us, Jesus.
If you're moving around, could you please mute your phone, please? Because it's very hard to hear.
And then Jesus.
Okay, move right along. We'll go right into a roll call.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Last week we had 36 people. It's no mistake. And we thank God for you. Liam, Virginia?
Here.
Dennis and Sandy?
Here.
Richard and Willamette?
Here.
Janet? Danny and Juanita?
Yeah.
Robert and Portia?
Yeah.
Olin? Gloria?
Here.
Devin Madden?
Here.
Pastor Burwell?
Here.
Gracie? Sandra?
Here.
Denise? Maureen?
Here.
Deborah? Bethel? Barbara?
Here.
Linda Simpson?
Here.
Deborah Jackson?
Here.
Lorraine?
Here.
Ken and Carla?
Here.
Chris and Dorothy?
Here.
Josephine?
Here.
Carla?
Here.
Charlotte?
Here.
Renee? Tangela?
Here.
Cynthia? Tim? Tina?
Here.
Todd?
Here.
Donna? Tonda?
Here.
Miss Jessie?
Here.
Wanda? Francis?
Here.
Michael?
Here.
Tanya? Fran, Valencia, Lorraine, Lisa,
here,
Daria,
here,
Kamari,
here,
Ashanta,
here.
Did I miss anyone?
Yes, I got knocked off the game.
Anyone else? I got.
Okay, this
Flies.
Is.
Yeah,
Kim was on the line.
Okay.
I could make him freeway, and it kept knocking him off, because I'm actually camping, and I'm here, so it kept knocking him off, and I think that recording was on his line at one time when I was calling him back, so I would like to apologize for that.
All right, thank you. Back to you, Robert.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this month, start with new roster over again for the opening prayer in the 30 seconds. If you go and like to be on this quarter, just give me a call and we'll add you to it. But for coming up next week, if you want to be 4th of July, the opening prayer is done by Dennis Jefferson and the 30 seconds is Virginia Brown.
Okay.
With that said, we'll turn it over to Pastor Berwin for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you again another time. We thank you for this Bible study. We thank you for the word that it came forth from our teacher. Lord, we thank you, telling us to search our heart, God. Make sure our heart is clean. God, we thank you for everyone that's on the line. We rebuke every demon that try to come up against this prayer line, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We declare war against Satan. But I thank you for touching each and every heart that's on the line. Lord, help us, God, to apply the word, God. Act on the word, God, and receive the word with thanksgiving. We thank you for this day. We thank you for what you've already done and what you're about to do. We thank you for keeping us this day. Lord, you told us that if any sin in our life, move it out, God. Search our heart, God. If you find any wickedness in us, God, Lord, we ask you to move it out, Jesus, and strengthen us, God. Bless our family, God. Lord, and help us, God, to grow closer together in love. Oh, God, and bless, God, the request that was given tonight. Lord, about the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you, ask us to pray for our neighbor, God, to love our neighbor. God, whatever the situation is, God, we know that you are nothing too hard for you, that you can't work it out, God. We believe in peace, God. Lord, I ask you right now to give them peace, God, unity and love, God. Remember the lady with the breast cancer and the stage 4 cancer, Lord. God, you are a healer. God, you heal without the aid of medicine. You said, by your stripes, we are healed. Oh, God, not that we're going to be, but we are healed. We declare peace, God. We declare healing tonight, God. We actually remember every request, God. Oh, God, it's going up before you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Remember the root canal, the infection. Lord, move it out, God. Move it out of our body, God. Let every organ in our body work properly, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for the Bible study. Thank you for what we're about to do today, God. Let our sleep tonight be at peace, God. Oh, God, you promised sweet sleep. God, let your angels encamp around each one of us, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for salvation, sanctification. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for love tonight, peace, joy, long-suffering, God. Lord, I thank you for the Bible study. I thank you for the teacher, God. Oh, God, you brought a powerful word, God. Oh, God, let it meditate in our heart, God. Lord, help us not to be too busy that we can't pray, that we can't talk to you, God. We love you tonight. We lift you up, God. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me, God. Lord, I thank you tonight, God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. We thank you tonight again for another Bible study. Oh, God, we praise your name. Oh, God, for all that you've done and how you've kept our body here, kept our mind together, and we'll give you the glory and all the praise and the honor goes back to you. We ask all these blessings in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.